Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Bucks never stop here. You're listening to Green and Growing, hosted by Sparky Pfeiffer and Nathan Marzion.
Hey, it's Sparky Pfeiffer, 1250 AM, The Fan, broadcasting live from beautiful, cold, very, very cold, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Follow me on Twitter at Sparky Radio. Follow Nathan Marzion at Nathan Marzion. Talking about the Bucks taking care of the Sacramento Kings on Sunday. Dame time, baby. He takes over late in overtime, including hitting a buzzer beater to send the Sacramento Kings home. Quietly, as the Bucks get another victory. And Giannis was on the floor late in that game in regulation. And the first time he went to the free throw line, he was on the opposite side of the floor from where they were inbounding it all by himself, because obviously nobody on the Kings thought they were going to be dumb enough to throw him the ball. So they were all just kind of, all right, we're going to guard who's in front of us, and he can sit out down there because obviously they're not going to throw him the ball, and they don't want him to have the ball, which would have been the smart plan. I agree. That's what I was thinking. And instead they throw him the ball, then he holds the ball. Oh, come follow me. I'm good. Okay. So to the line he goes, and I'm telling you, I know he made the first two. And you're going to say, well, see, Spark, he made the first two. What are you mad about? That's not the point. The point is I don't want him in that situation. I don't want him at the line to be in that damn situation. I don't. And I understand, right, that he's the MVP type player and he's the face of the team. And you're not going to tell Kobe Bryant to sit down at a no, but you know what? You tell Shaq to get his big fat butt off the court because you don't want him shooting free throws in situations like that, or Mutombo or some of these other big dudes. Look, it's no different. Is he shooting free
throws? No, it is different. Hey,
no,
hold on.
No,
it is
not.
Different.
It's not
Shaq,
different.
Look, Giannis this season, I know
he's shooting better. I know
85% on clutch free throws this season. That is not Shaq, okay.
No, you're right.
You can say you're not. You don't love him being at the line. I don't love it either. I'm not like, oh, yes, Giannis got the ball. He's going to the line. No, but it's not Shaq. He's been a clutch free throw shooter this year. He's out there to me, and I have no problem with it because he is the safety blanket. Because you, number one,
the safety blanket is somebody that you believe in will go and hit shots. That's
no, the safety blanket. No, I'm talking about safety blanket as in being able to inbound the ball if nothing is there. Okay, we can always either Giannis will be open because they're not going to defend him, or if someone even is defending Giannis and you can't find anyone, you can lob it up in his direction. He can usually get the ball over someone.
Sure.
Whereas who else are you going to put out there? That you can put out a bunch of guards, but if they can't get open, you might not be able to inbound the ball. And I would rather inbound the ball to Giannis than not inbound the ball at all. So, and now I do, there's two things. Number one, I agree. I'd rather see him when he gets the ball looking to get rid of it before they can follow him if he has time. You know, I don't want him holding the ball, like, come follow me. I'd rather it be, okay, let me try to get it to someone else. Now, if they're covered, then yes, hold the ball. At the same time, when Giannis did that last season, I feel like people complain about it both ways because people complain that he holds the ball to go to the line. But last season, in game five, their final game against the Heat. He gets the ball with 6 seconds left on a jump ball, and they're, you know, the Heat are trying to foul, and he immediately tries to get it to Chris, which was a good play because he saw Chris was open, threw it to Chris, but right as he threw it to Chris, Chris kind of went the opposite direction. All of a sudden, the ball kind of almost gets lost, and people clowned Giannis for saying he doesn't want to shoot free throws, and I'm like, well, he shouldn't be the one that's trying to shoot free throws in these scenarios because he's not as good of a free throw shooter. So to me, if you're going to, and I'm not saying you do this, but the people that are going to complain about Giannis holding the ball and going to the line can't be the same people that are making fun of him for trying to look for Chris or getting the ball out of his hands, quickly.
I'm just saying I don't want him on the floor, period. In that situation where you're up.
But then who do you have on the
jump ball situation, it's a close game. Okay, well, obviously he has to be on the floor, you know, if it's close. But in this situation where you're up, you know they're going to foul. He doesn't have to be out there because they're going to foul somebody. They're not going to run an offensive set. They're not going to run an offensive play. They don't need him out there.
But wouldn't you rather have a situation where you're like, I know worst case scenario, I can lob it up to Giannis or give it to Giannis who's open, rather than saying, I mean, who are you going to put in his position that you're comfortable, like they'll get open and get the ball? The other thing I was going to say about this, like, number one, I want Giannis, if he gets the ball and has time, to try to give it up. Yes. Number two, I do wish they had a better play to get Dame the ball, because it seems like, you know, they have like something they kind of do, but it usually is able to just kind of get sniffed out right away. They just cover Dame and they don't really get him open. And all of a sudden it's like, okay, nobody's open. All right, just throw it to Giannis, because it's, you know, again, throwing to Giannis is better than having a 5 second violation or throwing the ball away.
And the other team's not going to guard Giannis. They want you to throw the ball to Giannis.
Yeah. And so, I mean, again, I don't have a problem with it because it's the safety blanket, being able to throw the ball in at, you know, worst case scenario, we have the ball in one of our guys' hands and he's going to the line, rather than not knowing where the ball is going to end up going. To me, that's the thing. Whereas if they didn't have Giannis out there, I don't know who they'd end up throwing the ball to. Like, if nobody's getting open, I don't know. Like, I just don't know who you're putting in Giannis's spot that you're like, oh, okay, that guy will be able to get open. I don't know.
I don't necessarily worry about it to that degree. If I don't think somebody can get open, other teams don't have Giannis. They find ways to get guys open and get them the basketball. You've got, now again, last night they didn't have Middleton out there, fine, but you still have Middleton and Lillard that are both all-star type players. Hopefully one of them can get open. And if you don't get one of those two, you certainly can have three other players out there that you feel more comfortable about getting the ball and getting to the free throw line than you do with Giannis at this point. And again, he deserves credit. He's shooting better this year than he has in the past. No question. I'm just saying, in a situation like they were in against the Kings at the end of regulation, that to me, I was just like, what are we doing? And I get it. Like, he's a wide open, throw him the ball. I understand. But I wouldn't have had him out there. Okay, go ahead.
And I would say, I mean, I'm not saying I'm trying to get him the ball by any means. Like, again, for me, I'm fine with it as long as you're trying to get it to someone else first. You're looking for Dame. You're looking for, you know, again, Chris wasn't in the game, which is part of this, but you're looking for Dame. You're looking for someone else. And if nothing's open, you have no timeouts, then you give it to Giannis and you're like, okay, you know, we just got the ball in, I'll take it. Like, that's fine. That's what I'm assuming is, you know, when we're talking about this, like, I'm assuming they do all those things first and then they give it to Giannis. I'm fine with that. Now, if they're running plays to get Giannis the ball, or if they're, you know, yeah, if in that situation they got it and immediately just threw it to Giannis without even trying to get it to Dame, yes, I'd have a problem with it because that's dumb to me. But yeah.
Yes, I agree. Going
up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up. Going up. But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button. Going down. We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.